This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I will admit that I came into the stadium debate on a one-sided spot here, in that the second that it was apparent that there just was not space to build Jimmy World, I understood that probably the best thing for the Browns was to go to Brook Park, and I think they're the only team in town that can go there. But, meaning, like, I don't think it would benefit the Cavs or Guardians to do that, because I think you would lose some people. I don't think the Browns are losing anything by moving 20 minutes down the road. But to watch the, and I don't begrudge Cleveland Scene for putting out the renderings earlier today.
Are people mad at Cleveland Scene for that?
No, I don't think they should be. They're just communicating information.
Apparently to Daryl, it was 4 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I saw those same ones like 2 years ago.
Yeah, in the pre-show meeting, I was like, I don't think I've seen those before, but like Daryl says he saw them 2 years ago, and you're like, you've seen them. I know you've seen them.
I think you and I saw them at the same time.
We probably did, and I just forgot about it. That's how long ago it was.
So I will say I saw it at least 2 years ago. But I mean, it's been since I've been back that I had seen them. And the funny thing is, I kind of initially was like, yeah, okay, whatever. When I saw them today, I was like, these are ugly. And like, listen, it should be noted, they're the Browns render. The Browns paid for these renderings. So it's not like Chris Ronayne came up with these and, hey, look at these renderings. I just put this into ChatGPT. But the idea that you would put those renderings out, which are old, outdated, and also don't look good.
Isn't that kind of the point, though, if these are the Browns renderings? Because the Browns clearly want Jimmy World. They want to be able to sell this in Brook Park. So the more things you can put out that are ugly, that would make people say, you know what? If that's what's going to happen by the lake, maybe we don't need to be by the lake.
Oh, see, it's my interpretation of the entire article was it was Chris putting those out. Or sorry, Chris or whoever's behind the Keep the Browns Downtown, of which Chris is part of that faction.
Which, again, would seem like a bad thing. It'd be the type of thing that you think the Browns would want to get out, because the Browns would understand that this wouldn't help anyone that wants to keep it downtown if all you see is just a big, ugly stadium that looks like it's going nowhere.
Exactly. And I think if the goal was, let's show people what's possible, and you use renderings that don't really do anything to like punch it up, or man, isn't this exciting? Like,
they didn't even give fireworks, Nick.
I mean, guys,
you don't care if you don't put fireworks in your renderings.
101. You're not serious. Now, granted, they weren't there initially by whoever drew them, the architectural firm that drew them. You know what I did today in 5 minutes on ChatGPT?
I know what you did.
I put in the picture.
You're very proud of it, by the way. You've mentioned it like a lot.
Have you seen them?
No,
I mean,
we've got
three levels of fireworks.
I went to your Facebook, your Twitter. I could not find it. Where did you put it?
You know what? Here, I'm gonna tweet it in the break here.
Okay.
So it was a reply to people, but that's
fair. How I missed it. Okay.
I have improved the renderings for the stadium. That's definitely not the stadium renovations. That definitely. I'm just. You know what? At Nick Wilson says rendering with fireworks.
Did they change any of like your titles or anything, and now they're playing at like the Cleveland Bounds Stadium or something like that?
No,
it didn't work that way.
That'd be really funny if they did.
There's a show I like in Kansas City, and they like changed their artwork on their podcast page. And I was like, wow, looks really, really good. I'm like, that's the guy's name Lazo. He's like, that looks really good. And then you look at it on the top, it says Church of Lazo. It's like, oh man, it's a professional show, and that's what they did.
So here's the thing. Have the political shenanigans gotten to the point where I finally think, all right, maybe that they just stall the Browns to a point? Sure. I think that is entirely possible.
Your image, by the way, great use of fireworks. The fireworks are everywhere. I love the fireworks. I want to go to that place. Yeah. Like, I want to go to that place. I think they changed your field. I don't know why I can tell this, but it looks like a soccer field instead of a football field.
Are you sure that's not the original renderings?
Oh, that's a bad look for the original renderings.
They just put a soccer field there?
No. They gave
so
you
Messi
more,
can
they
play
gave
there
you
and upset Columbus fans.
I'm looking at the original, and then I'm looking at yours. For some reason in the original, the renderings that you got from ChatGPT, they gave you much more field.
Mm.
Do you see that? Like, they're like, this guy needs more field.
No, I'm blind as a bat.
They,
I can't see a
they
damn
also
thing
made
here.
It look like a soccer field instead of a football field.
But I do like it. I like that I got more field in it. Because I, like, that's how little
yours
work it
also
took.
Took away the suites.
Well, of course they did.
You made it three levels.
You put a poor guy in charge. We're taking away the suites here.
You clearly took away the suites.
I'd like to point out, my only direction to ChatGPT was just add fireworks.
Also,
it wasn't take anything away.
I know,
it wasn't
but they
improve.
Did a lot of changes. You have the tiniest scoreboard I think I've ever seen in a professional stadium.
Oh, they did change. Okay, that's kind of obviously
like,
see.
It's like Michael Scott with his TV put on the wall. That's like a 27 incher. That's what they did for you. They just made it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Impossibly small.
Never heard it put like that in such a defeating way. Mac?
It also looks like it took out all of the exits from the stands and
the
field.
It's Hotel California. All right? Once you enter Chris Ronayne's Cleveland Browns Stadium, you can never leave.
No. You got the one. They kept the one main entrance. You can see the one main entrance where it's parted like it's the Red Sea. And that looks like that's the only in and out in Nick's rendering.
I would like to point out, by the way, Top Dog Tailgate. I love it. I can hang out downtown because of the fireworks.
Well, fireworks seem approachable in many ways, yeah. Right? It's like, okay, we can be there.
But do you see what I mean? Like, there's three levels. There's a firework going off in the lake.
I was going to say, right. I was just going to comment on that. The one firework that just never got off the ground.
Yeah.
It's just in the
That's
lake.
That's like a 55-year-old firework with diabetes.
Just need some help.
Yeah.
We can get it there.
We'll call a doctor get and get that right where it needs to be. There's no shame, fellas. It's 2025. Yes, we can.
Why does ChatGPT mess with so many parts of things that you don't want it to mess with?
I don't know, but I had no idea. Because here's the thing. This is the beauty of this. The only thing I saw was, fireworks. That's what I asked for. My attention to detail stopped there.
Yeah.
We could have just been talking about the fireworks in this picture, but Chris Ronayne had to put this out there.
And like, the opening is translucent, where yours is kind of like partly, but then it gets blocked a little bit too as well.
I promise you, the only edict I gave this was give me fireworks. All right? This is how Terminator happens.
ChatGPT thinks you want these things.
This is how Terminator happens, where you give it like, hey, I want an omelet. And they're like, how about I stab your eyes out? Like, this is how it happens. It starts with, can you put some fireworks in this photo? And then they're like, must have smaller scoreboard. Die, fatty, die. Like, that's, we're talking, this is, when it happens,
when
AI takes over humanity, we will think back to this picture and the liberties taken with this picture. All the dude wanted was some fireworks.
Did you ask? ChatGPT kind of screwed you here.
And here's the thing. I have the free version, so I can't even get re-rendered till
tomorrow.
Well,
so I think that's the problem, right? They just want... What do you get? Well, you get one rendering a day?
Yeah. And I also, we talked through some stuff today. I was feeling a specific way.
I like the idea of you not wanting to pay for it so badly that you're like, when you go throughout a day, you're going to be like, is that worth my one rendering?
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel in a Texans uniform. I want to see what that looks like. Is that worth my one rendering?
I mean, when I got, who was the, Joe Flacco coming back. No. What quarterback did I do renderings of them in a Browns jersey? Oh my God.
You're asking us to read your mind here, man.
And I'm asking me to remember something from 5-7 weeks ago, but I did. And then at the end, I was like, well, that doesn't look right because they put him with the wrong arm.
Yeah.
They put him in left-handed, and he's a right-handed passer. And so I was like, hey, can you do that again, only the right way? And they were like, sorry, you've exhausted your portraits for today.
I like in this version of ChatGPT and AI that we use for the renderings, I like the idea that we just kind of, it's like a Where's Waldo book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just trying to find the little differences that they would put out there.
Mac?
You did it for Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck, yes! Yes!
Did he tweet it out?
Yes, he tweeted it out.
Now, is that
wrong hand and all?
No. Because I think I waited 24 hours and got the right hand.
I like the idea
he
of
looks
waiting,
majestic, too.
Waiting 24 hours, and then it's like, no, you still got the wrong hand. I'll be back in 24. Yeah,
never let it be known that I will die on the dumbest hills for the dumbest bits. That literally, I get 3 likes on that? Did I get even 3 likes on that?
You got 13.
Ah!
What's the expensive version cost, or the paid version?
I don't know. I've never looked into it.
Are we costing ourselves like an Andrew Jackson here? Is that the difference between you waiting 24 hours and not waiting 24 hours?
Just never like 20 bucks? Renderings. 216-474-0092. So, if the object was to make you want the downtown stadium renovated, if you've seen the renderings, did it work? And Nick Wilson says... if you also want to see the fireworks in the picture and all the many changes ChatGPT made unsolicited, the robots are coming to kill us. And at Jay Peterlin, when we come back, quick hits on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.